In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
Cameron Justice coming up in 20 minutes. News Channel 5 sports reporter. We'll talk about the loss of Ben Lively for the Guardians rotation. We'll talk about Kevin Stefanski Day. Her thoughts on the four-headed quarterback battle for the Cleveland Browns. Maybe a thought or two about the Cavs' early playoff exit. So we got plenty on that. We do have the lead coming up at 5. Jason Stanford, former Cleveland Indians pitcher, coming up at 5:20. We'll talk about Ben Lively there, too. A lot of news to get to here. But Kevin Stefanski was on with the Morning Boys earlier today. And I think there's one thing abundantly clear, JP, about the Browns and Kenny Pickett. And it is obvious in this clip where Kevin espouses his thoughts on Kenny Pickett.
Kenny's really an interesting young player. And I say young. He played 2 years with the Steelers, had 1 year with Philly. They win the Super Bowl. So he's just in year four, a very athletic player, a guy who's had success, has won football games. There's a lot to like about Kenny, and he's young in his career. We feel like he has room to grow.
I think I've heard more effusive praise of Kenny Pickett from Kevin Stefanski than I ever heard from Mike Tomlin, than I certainly heard from Nick Sirianni a year ago. The thing that is abundantly clear is Kevin is in no way fronting when he talks about his love or his like of Kenny Pickett, the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bet that they were making is that the Steelers just don't know what to do with quarterbacks at all. And so I think they looked at it, and then you saw what happened in Philadelphia, where he didn't get much opportunity because of Jalen Hurts, obviously, but he did get a game. And I think they see a lot of upside in there. I think they just thought that he got sent to the NFL curb, if you will, as trash a little bit too early.
So what's weird about this is I feel like this has a lot to do with the fact that he went to Philly and had a good game. I feel like if he had that same game, if he had played week 18 for the Patriots last year instead of Joe Milton, I don't know, Kenny Pickett's here.
I mean, maybe you can read into the connection, obviously, that the Browns have with the Eagles, because that's what did Mary Kay call him the other day? It's like their sister franchise, because there's just so much respect between the two and also inbreeding between the two.
Oh, man, that makes us the homely sister. But I don't like that.
Well, we're not the good-looking sister in the equation.
We are the sister that is like marrying down and marrying gamblers and men that sleep around and eventually find themselves in like Buddhist camps at 50 trying to find themselves. Oh, we're
can't gamble at the Buddhist camps at 50. So.
We're the sibling that needs self-help books. Oh my God. Oh man, why'd you tell me that? I can't unsee the Browns as the sister teams with the Philadelphia Eagles, and that sister's living married Jeff Bezos before the problematic pictures, and then got like $60 billion in a divorce settlement.
See, I was thinking more like sister cities. You know how they have those where it's like, it's always like, what is Cleveland's sister city?
I don't know, but there's always a winner and loser in those two.
Well, it's very one-sided, and a lot of the times it's places you've just never even heard of.
We have one in Japan, by the way. I do know that.
Really?
Yeah. I remember at one point
we have multiple sister cities.
Oh yeah, there's like ten.
There's
of them.
One in Poland. There's one in Ireland. There's one in Mexico. Why do we have so many sister cities? Do they ask to be our sister city, and then you just keep accepting?
Facebook friend invite.
Yeah, and just no one ever says no. It's just like maybe they send you an edible arrangement. I'm not sure.
That's true.
We have one in India. We have one in Israel.
Didn't I say is Japan? There's got to be one. I swear to you,
I don't see one in Japan.
Did they unsister us?
Well, I don't know. Is that like unfriending someone on Facebook? It's as simple as that.
Or is it like when families split up in divorces, where you just are like, hey, you're not my sister anymore, like that kind of thing?
It sounds pretty official. Cleveland's got 20 plus sister cities.
20 plus.
I like how the article says, and most of these cities have a good relationship with Cleveland. Shouldn't the criteria be you have to have a good relationship with Cleveland?
You clearly have not been around sisters.
Why don't we?
I have three daughters.
Sister city. Why don't we make this? You have to get along.
I have three daughters. Vanessa has two sisters. I have five stepsisters and my sister Kristen. I can tell you, they don't have to get along. No.
No, obviously not with family and siblings, but with like a
sister city works
the same way. A sister city shouldn't work the same way as your family with sisters.
Like, hey.
A sister city, the priority if Cleveland takes you on is like, we're good now.
What's the Ireland city, sister city?
I have to go through a list of 20 different places now.
West Mayo. Listen, West Mayo, I don't have to like you, but I have to love you.
We do have one in the UK, Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, United Kingdom is...
Oh, that's a little on the nose.
Yeah, well, that's like... I'm cool with that. I like the recognition there.
Oh, is it a game respects game? Respects Cleveland?
You had to get them before Cleveland, Texas hopped on board.
Well, shouldn't we be sister or at least cousins cities with Cleveland, Texas?
I think the sister city criteria is that it's not an America thing.
Oh. Why, would that be inbreeding?
Good question.
It is the South.
Good. It's a good question.
It's a very good point, Mac.
Is it considered inbreeding?
I mean, I feel like we got some real deep thoughts there on sister cities.
I think the idea, you're supposed to have two communities, two countries, and you're supposed to then blend them together, but it's definitely a two-country thing. Mm. Instead of just us saying, hey, Cleveland, Texas, we think you're cool, too.
But no, we have the same name.
I know. That's what we did.
That's how you became friends.
That's what we did with the United Kingdom,
That's
clearly.
How you became friends in kindergarten when I was young. You've got the same Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt as I do. Let's be boys. That's how it works then. 216.
I see your logic.
474-0092. If you know how sister cities work, do you have brother cities?
I don't know anything about that.
Could you have like estranged relative cities?
What would dictate between a sister and a brother city if that was a thing? I don't know that term.
I'd have to get into some gender studies here. I'm not quite aware. Can we have like a husband city or a wife city, something like that? I'm just trying to think about like, I want to find out what city we're trying
I'll
to
say
marry
this,
up to.
We are definitely the better looking of the two siblings when it comes to sister cities in all of these equations. I can't find.
You think we're better than West Mayo?
I think we're better than West Mayo.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let the people of West Mayo.
I think
Mayo
we're better than
it.
Donks, Poland, too. I'm going to go
what
on.
Was
I'm,
that?
I'm going on a limb. Donks, Poland.
Donks or Donks?
Yeah, I silenced the G.
Okay.
Ibadan, Nigeria.
Been a big Ibadan guy.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we're the prettier of the two cities.
Why is that?
I haven't been to Ibadan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sounds like an ugly American here.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I think we got them beat there.
Okay. What other sister cities do you think we're doing better than?
All of them.
Wow.
All of them.
Ugly American.
Although
Jonathan
we are
Peterman.
Sister city with Lima, Peru. And so that might be, I said it like a French person. I hear that place is lovely.
I think Lima, Peru's winning over us.
I think that's a very lovely place by all accounts.
Cape Town, South Africa is another one.
Ooh,
we have.
Ooh, yeah. That's
can't be a home run everywhere, can we?
That's a complicated... Man, I don't love that Cleveland was like, hey, Cape Town, what'd it do?
And then Cape Town got on the rise.
And Cape Town was like, I guess Cleveland.
It's the second largest city in South Africa. Like, it's a huge city.
It's got some problematic parts of it, though, that I don't know I'd want to be a sister city.
It's got nice water near it, though. Like, that's a nice place.
I think
place.
Once we venture near apartheid, I think I'm out on the whole
nice
familiar
place.
Relationship.
Mac, how many people are in Cape Town? Like, 5 million? It's a lot of people in Cape Town.
According to Wikipedia, in 2022, it was 4.7 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them are problematic. I don't know. It's 2025.
Would we take 5 million problematic people... Or 1.3 million metro, very awesome people.
We're the 1.3 million?
Yeah.
We'll take the 1.3 million people.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
Should we ask to unsister Cape Town, Africa?
Because they're too...
they're too problematic. Yeah. By the way, our sister city in Russia, I would also like to be excluded.
All right, I've closed the tab out on the sister cities, by the way. I've exited the tab.
We got a good 7 minutes out of that. So... I think where this was going with Kevin Stefanski before we got into sister cities was I definitely have left everything I've heard Kevin Stefanski say about Kenny Pickett. I know he didn't answer today. Feel like Kenny Pickett is the leader in the clubhouse.
Well, also the idea that to go back to the Mary Kay interview, Mary Kay she talked about how they're going to go back to what Stefanski did in Minnesota and what he did in the early parts here with Baker, right? Basically, what you're talking about is that West Coast offense, and that doesn't really feel any bit of Joe Flacco.
Well, I mean, that's what they did 2 years ago. But I think the point is the interceptions are going to take that away.
Yeah, that's the thought there, and I feel like, and I don't even know that this is the greatest thing for Pickett, because I don't know what Pickett can and cannot do in that regard. But it clearly does have the front. And I don't want to say the front row seat to this, but it does feel like he's got the advantage.
So Kevin Stefanski declined to announce a favorite in the quarterback competition today, although he might have hinted that there actually is one. Are you buying there isn't a favorite, though?
Do you think there's a favorite?
I think it's Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate it. You could not design... I mean, I don't care that he's in it. I wouldn't have chosen for him to be in it.
Wait a second. How much do you possibly think that he's going to play all 17 games, Kenny Pickett?
Well, if you said right now... Okay, this person's starting week one. And give me the chances that they play all 17 games. I think Kenny Pickett has the best chance.
He's got the best chance, but I'm very unbothered by the idea that Kenny Pickett's going to have this and he's going to be the quarterback for all 17 games.
Why?
I don't see that as reality. Getting over the first stretch of game seems incredibly hard. Him being that great to be able to have a 17-game season. Listen, if Kenny Pickett plays all 17 games, then enough went right within that season that I'll be perfectly fine without seeing either one of the two rookie quarterbacks, because then clearly they were able to resurrect Kenny Pickett from the dead. He doesn't play all 17 playing mediocre.
You could be 7-7. You could get the Brian Hoyer, where you were... I want to say it was a 500 team when Brian Hoyer got hurt in 2014, and then they went to Johnny, and then they lost the last five games. There was some quarterback juggling there. My concern is Kenny's going to do just well enough to start most of the games, and then you might have enough of a chance at the playoffs where you don't play the young quarterbacks, and then in the end you still end up at like 7-10. That's my nightmare scenario. Where people bought enough into Kenny Pickett.
You were nothing. That would have to be a final five game basically collapse.
Yeah, or final three games. You're 7-7 with three games to go.
Where you still don't even then limp into the playoffs. It's kind of like if Russell Wilson, when he took over, although we're using this for the whole entire season, when he took over last year and just cratered for the final 5 weeks of the season.
We're going to ask Cammy Justice this coming up in about 5 minutes. Are you buying? There isn't a clear favorite in the quarterback competition right now. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5 sports reporter, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We've got Kevin Stefanski Day in Cleveland. We've got Kenny Pickett Mania. We've got the Ben Lively news. The Cavs still out of the playoffs to talk all things Cleveland sports. Because she covers all the sports on News Channel 5 as a sports reporter. Cameron Justice joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cameron, welcome to the show.
Yay, thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, it's great to have you. Welcome to F Off Friday, your first with the show.
Listen, great day for me. Love it.
This is perfect. We'll get your thoughts on sister cities for Cleveland later on down the road. Apparently, we have a lot of them, and not all of them are ones we want, so we're going to whittle down the list here. But Kevin Stefanski continues to say really, 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 really nice things about Kenny Pickett. Is it time to embrace the idea that Kenny Pickett might be the favorite for the Browns quarterback job?
You know what? In my opinion, I think that all of them have a really good shot at it. I do think that Kenny Pickett is an answer that makes a lot of sense. He's younger than Joe Flacco, right? He's got experience. But to me, whether like favorite or no favorite, you can't make that decision yet, right? I think that it's probably a little presumptuous to think that one of the rookies would get the starting job, because you don't want that. In an ideal world, you want to make sure that they're ready and they have some experience. If they're showing that they're the best available option and that they're ready for the moment, then by all means. But I think that there is some time for them to develop a third round pick, a fifth round pick. Like, they need some time. They need some seasoning, right? I think it comes down to Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, who's going to have the better camp, who's going to appear the most likely to be able to get you wins. That's what it'll come down to with the if they go with a veteran starter. And I think it's either of their games. We saw Joe Flacco didn't have the miraculous season with the Colts that he had here in Cleveland with the Browns last season, but I think that his time being a really good quarterback in the league is done? No. Do I think it was a fluke? Probably not. I think that he's still got something in the tank and he's going to try to prove it. So to say that Kenny Pickett is the favorite, maybe a little early, just because, like, for me to say that, I think that they all have nice things to say about all of them. We're hearing very nice things about Shedeur Sanders. They love Dylan Gabriel. Obviously, they have the background and they love Joe Flacco, and they brought him in for a reason. So favorite is hard to say, but I think that there's a real scenario in which it would make sense. It just all comes down to what this summer ends up looking like in that four-person quarterback competition.
You mentioned Shedeur, and obviously it is very, very early, Cameron, but what has your experience with Shedeur been like?
I think Shedeur is going to be very fun to watch. Shedeur, we haven't talked to him much. He's a really good person. Like he wants to be good. He's really grounded, more than I think a lot of people said that the camera, the media circus, all that comes with him. I think at his core, he's a really good-hearted person. And I think not everything that is subscribed to him is necessarily his fault. And so I like watching him. I like hearing him talk. I think the more that we talk to him, the more he'll feel comfortable and finding his voice and like letting his personality out in a way that's a little bit more natural. I think right now there's probably some nerves too of the questions that he's being asked. They're hard questions. They're tough. Like, nobody wants to sit there and talk about the way that you were supposed to projected to be a first or second round pick and he fell all the way to five. That's tough stuff to not only deal with, but then have to answer questions on. So I think as we talk to him more, his personality will start to come out, but he's out there, he's smiling all the time. He's just a happy feeling person. He just looks happy all the time. He looks like he's having fun. And I really appreciate that. That's a big part. I want to see these players feel like this is what they love to do. They have the opportunity to do it, and they're grateful for that. That, I think, goes miles, because when you're seeing that, that plays into, I think, the work ethic that happens in the classrooms, at home. Like, he's talked about how much he loves watching film, and I do think that that is something that he does. I think that he said that he couldn't watch the Cavs games when they were still playing because he was watching film. That's not a lie. I truly believe. I think that's something that he really likes. He loves this game. He was born into this game. I think you see that. And so for me, I like that part about him. I love that it's not just something that his dad had him do because his dad was Deion Sanders, and of course his son has to play football. It's something that he really puts everything into, and he wants to be great at it, and he's passionate about that. I think that goes a long way. So I'm really excited to see how he continues to develop this summer and how he kind of fits in and how the Browns are able to shape him up, because I think he's going to put a lot into it and work really hard to make an impact here.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5 on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You think it's fair to say, because he's the fifth round pick, so he's the second of the two rookies, do you think he has the biggest uphill battle of the four quarterbacks to start week one?
Absolutely, I do. And whether that's his fault or not, I think that is the reality of it. He is a fifth-round pick, and he is kind of the underdog here. And that might not be what's perceived from the outside. I know he's got a huge fan base, right? And everybody wants to see him play, and everyone anticipated him being that first or second-round pick, which would be a clear day-one starter. And that's not the case. I think that, and whatever reasons that might have caused him to fall to the fifth round, they're there and they happened. And so now he does have an uphill battle. He's going to have to prove himself. And this is something I think that is kind of new for him, is he's going to have to earn that spot. It will be very interesting to see how he tackles that and how he approaches the task at hand. But it's the first time for him that this is
in Indiana. Summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid Grand Touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic Vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor, like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad on any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Really been what's facing him is you're not guaranteed anything. And I think for him, being a fifth round pick and having two veterans, having a third round pick ahead of him, does make this an uphill battle. I'm excited to see how he tackles. Like I said, though, like, I think that he works really hard. So it should be a really interesting quarterback competition this summer. I've been saying it since they kind of shored this whole thing up. It's going to be a wild summer of speculation and headlines and storylines and who's the favorite now? Who's the favorite now? Really interesting stuff, and I hope that he goes at this just head down and makes this a really fun battle and really puts his name in the hat, because I feel like they all have a shot.
Yeah, and do you think that part of it, Cameron, the fact that they all have a shot and there is four of them, do you think that helps them in the long term, or do you feel like that'll be the type of thing that because they're splitting reps and because there is just so much pressure attached to it, pressure that usually isn't attached to, you know, late May and early June, even as we get some of the OTAs underway, that maybe it isn't a good thing that we have this many quarterbacks?
You know what? I think with the two veterans, they know the deal. Joe Flacco has been in this league for a very long time. Kenny Pickett has now had a journey that has shown him what it takes and that nothing is guaranteed. So for those two, I'm not concerned. And then for the rookies, I think, if anything, this is a way for them to really sharpen themselves up. Like, they say it's so corny and so cliche, but pressure makes diamonds, right? There's a lot of pressure. If you want that job, there's a lot of pressure. There's three other players you're competing against. And so I think that for them, this is a really, really good growing opportunity. It'll get you there fast. If there's something that will shape you up fast, it's a competition, knowing that like your eyes are on the prize and it's right there in front of you. What it's going to take is your work. and your production, I think that's going to shape them up a little bit quicker and really get the most out of them. So I think it's a good problem for the Browns to have. I mean, it's not the scenario that you would ideally be in, right? You'd have your quarterback that you know. But for a team that has had question mark at quarterback for the past 3 years, right? Even longer, forever, they've had questions at quarterback. But like through the Deshaun Watson saga and all of this, like now you know you have to get a new quarterback. You've got to find your guy. And with the way the season went last year, knowing that was the main priority, that was the main reason that you were 3-14, like that was the root of it. I think that this is what will allow them to maybe get out of that for this year. It's a good place to be in if you have to be in this place.
Cameron, switching to the Cavaliers, we had a good Evan Mobley conversation yesterday where I saw it happen in the playoffs. Like, I think the two ball dominant guards are getting in the way of Evan Mobley's development. And I think a lot of people just go, well, Evan has to want it more or put his development solely on him. Do the Cavs have to consider moves this offseason that allow them to build the offense more around Evan?
I don't know if you necessarily need to make moves. I think that's been the go-to answer. And at the end of the day, I don't think that in an ideal world for the Cavaliers, that would be a thing. I think Kobe Altman is very, very confident and comfortable with that core four and wants it to continue. He feels like they've got so much out of them, and he sees a path for them to move forward and to grow. And that does go through, and Kobe Altman said it at his end of season media availability, we go as Evan goes. They understand that Evan Mobley will be the reason why they have success. Evan Mobley's continued development is going to be the reason they get those milestones that they're looking for if they're able to do that, right? If they want to get to the finals, if they want to win a championship, it will be because Evan Mobley has taken that next step. But I don't know that you need to make moves in order to get that. I think for Evan Mobley, we saw it with that core four established this year. From last season to this season, Evan Mobley's trajectory skyrocketed offensively. It was a night and day difference, really. It was everything that they had talked about wanting to get out of him, he started to do. He started making shots. He started facilitating some offense, and that's huge. That's huge for him. And I do think that having that experience and having the awareness and having the team really telling him every day, we go as you go, we go through you. You are the team. You are the reason for our success. I think that has started to instill something in him. We didn't get it in this last series. We didn't see it. I think that's the next step. But I think that having that reassurance and having seen, you know, the growth from last season to this season, having milestones like DPOY, those are things that will help elevate him. And I don't think that you necessarily need to get rid of somebody. I don't think you need to bring in somebody else or change that part of it, because I think that you can change how the team operates as is. Now, there are other questions about moving on and trading things away, getting some new pieces in there to help it, that I don't think correlate with Evan Mobley's development, but that are valid. Whether it's, you know, the toughness factor, getting a big in there that can be more physical than we've seen, I think that might be something to consider. But for now, I think the combo of Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and the guard play doesn't necessarily, to me, scream that needs change in order for Evan Mobley to continue development. I think that he's on a natural trajectory to continue reaching those steps that they need him to take.
Cameron, we got Knicks Pacers game 2 tonight. In your eyes, has Tyrese Halliburton leapfrogged Donovan Mitchell across the NBA?
This game is so painful to watch, because I feel like I should be watching Cavs basketball still, and then to have to watch the Pacers and to watch the Pacers do what they did to Cleveland, to New York. It's like, oh God, it's like reliving it. Listen, Tyrese Halliburton is the chance of the overrated. the survey, the anonymous survey that called him the most overrated player in the league. But I don't think that is fair by any means. I do think that Tyrese Halliburton in this playoff is playing out of his mind. He had one off game. He's playing out of his mind. He's hitting shots that people don't make. He shouldn't make. So, you know, I mean, good for him. I don't know that this is like, I don't think, oh, Tyrese Halliburton is going to be now a superstar. I think this is a really, really good playoffs for him. Maybe this starts the conversation, but it's wild to watch, and good for them. They're a scrappy team that has put it together. I'm watching it sparingly. I'm trying to pretend that it didn't happen. And the Cavs are just on a week break and they're moving on, because I'm not ready for basketball coverage to be over.
Yeah, I don't think we are either. Cameron, mm-hmm. Great stuff. Appreciate you.
No, thanks for having me on, guys.
Cameron Justice there, News Channel 5 sports reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what she had to say about the Cavaliers and about Tyrese Halliburton, whether he's overtaken Donovan Mitchell. That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. If he beats the Knicks in this series, or if he continues to play the way, even if Indiana loses, if he continues to play the way he has in these playoffs, it's going to be really hard. It's just going to be really hard for him not to leapfrog Donovan just by nature of being deeper in the playoffs two straight years than Donovan's ever gone.
I think it's the back-to-back year side of it. I think I'm trying to figure out if you made it to the NBA Finals once and then hadn't ever previously done it, if that would leapfrog you alone over Donovan. But it's the fact that he was in it last year in the conference finals, and then if he goes to the finals, like, this is the next step. And no one's had a better run for themselves in this postseason than Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, and what's crazy about it is, maybe to push back a little bit on what Cam was saying, like, the reality is we know how, by ring culture, how we do this. Tyrese winning a championship in Indy is going to be elevated to a ridiculous level. Even getting Indy to two straight conference titles games is like a otherworldly thing when you consider it's Indiana.
Yeah, and history is not going to look at it like it's the 04 Pistons, even though it's probably closer to that than maybe a lot of people want to recognize. We'll look at it like it's Halliburton's title. We'll look at it it's his chip. And so, like, if that is how history looks at it, then yeah, he's going to leapfrog Donovan for sure in that respect.
There's also part of me that wonders whether this is one of the whether in the era of...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor, like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad on any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Each guy gets, each year we're getting a different championship. There's an element of, are we going to start giving coaches more credit for this? Because I think if you put any other coach in Indiana other than Rick Carlisle, I don't know they're here.
Yeah, but I think the fact that so many coaches got fired after they've already won the titles, maybe we'll look at it differently a couple years from now. But the way that it's trended right now, where you've had how many different coaches? We had about four different coaches that within 2 years all had been fired after winning the title. Like they're just burning, turning these guys.
Well, but I think look at what Milwaukee's done since firing Budenholzer.
Yeah, you definitely went downhill.
I think, Toronto, I know, granted, Toronto lost Kawhi Leonard and they kind of turned over the roster. Look at what Toronto's done since firing Nick Nurse. Like, Tom Thibodeau thought to be a top 12 coach consistently. Rick Carlisle thought to be a top 5 coach consistently. Certainly Chris Finch since coming to the NBA. I mean, Minnesota was kind of listless there for a while and whatever rebuild they had. And then Chris Finch came in and they almost immediately started winning. Like I think this is the era of coaching might matter more now than it did a decade ago, and kind of boomerang back from the, well, have four superstars and anyone can coach them.
Well, I think it matters more when you don't have a bunch of perceived super teams too, you know? Like when you actually feel like, oh, I can scheme and I can actually win this game instead of, oh, look, they have three future Hall of Famers on the court and I have no chance.
So I think that now getting back to the Donovan part of this, I do wonder what this does for his the perception of him. Because coming here and elevating this team for the two previous years was really, really good for his legacy.
For sure it was.
Because there was, he had taken such a prominence. Even, I think his first year here, I think he scored 28 points per game. There was consistent, he's a top 20 player. I wonder, because people aren't going to remember the context of he took a step back this year.
No, and that's why this is tough, because I think locally he took a massive step forward with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this was the year of Donovan Mitchell, and then the playoffs happened, and he's the best player on the team, and he's taken no heat for the early exit.
What's interesting is that I feel like locally it's never been better for Donovan, but from a national perspective, I feel like that's not the same case at all.
Yeah, I feel like Donovan's an afterthought.
He's definitely venturing towards that.
And it's just, it's weird for me. And I know why. I mean, it's the playoffs. You're in the playoffs. You got bounced early. And honestly, the three-point shooting alone and the ridiculous three-point shooting numbers, which are awful, that's going to hurt you as well. You know, like, I'm like trying to think of a reason of like, and we usually do this. We got to prop up our guys. It's not that I don't want to prop them up. It's I'm having trouble right now. I'm having trouble right now propping him up just watching what Halliburton's doing on any given night.
Well, and after 8 years when you've never made it past the second round, people just pay attention to those type of things. Like if you're truly, and Donovan said this himself, it's what I like the idea that he went so hard about this topic after the season ended, because it just kind of lets us free to basically say whatever we want, because he said it harder than we'll ever say it. But when you want to be perceived to be great, you can't be a guy that bows out in the second round all the time.
There is a part of me that I wonder if after this year it starts to eat at Donovan. I do wonder if we're coming up on a pivotal year for him.
I know, but he's got to feel stuck, right? Like there's nothing else he could possibly, in my opinion, do. He's going to force his way to, he would have to force his way to another team and then be willing to not be the one on that team or anywhere close to it.
I don't know if he forced his way to Miami. That Miami has the culture that he needs of tough guys, bunch of shooters. I could see Donovan's thinking, I'll probably have more success in the playoffs in Miami with that culture and how it's built than here.
Yeah, I think they're further away than we see Miami a little bit differently there.
I think Donovan on that team last year instead of Tyler Hero, I think they're a much more formidable challenge in the playoffs. I think Donovan fits everything. It totally makes sense why that was the other team that he wanted to go to if it wasn't the Knicks, because he could be their Brunson. Like, he could be a guy that is the engine that runs that thing. And then it's on Bam and Hawkes and Hero to just kind of hold up their end of the bargain.
It's an interesting thought. I mean, I guess
I mean, Jimmy Butler, and we're talking about like 32-year-old Jimmy Butler.
You mean you took him to the finals?
Had them in the finals here relatively recently. So and had him in the Eastern Conference Finals as well. So I do that is my fear. My fear, we're back to the fear of, if you don't do the things, if you don't do the moves next year, this next year, this offseason that you need, I could see Donovan just getting tired of this and being like, dude, my clock is ticking. I'm going to be 30. I want to win big games.
He speaks titles and he speaks about championships. I mean, it's clearly the most important thing to him. And I, by the way, I like that that's where his headset is at. I like that that's his drive. I don't see it. I see Mobley taking a step forward and him thinking that's his best chance. Think about everything that would have to turn in the upcoming season for him to think that this couldn't be a place that he would get it done.
But there's upward mobility everywhere. I mean, the Knicks being able to punch through.
Right now, we got the NBA. We got like 10 different teams that I feel like you can make a legitimate case for.
The Thunder finally learning how to win in the playoffs. The Timberwolves traded their second most talented player and a guy who could be a franchise player in most teams.
Both the Timberwolves and the Knicks made the biggest swaps imaginable, and it's worked out for both teams.
And I think Donovan's proven, like, dude, if you put him in Orlando tomorrow with Banchero, and now granted that's not a one for one because he's still under contract, but my point is, like, I could see Donovan going, they have two young players, they have a culture of tenacity, I'm sick of whatever timidity there is, the nice guys here. That is a fear that is in the background of my mind just a bit.
All right, let's tuck away that fear for a second. I want to tuck away that fear.
You suggesting a tuck job?
For you, never.
Has Tyrese Halliburton leapfrogged Donovan Mitchell around in terms of the perception around the NBA? The lead going to be coming up here, guys. And I just realized we had one more minute on the clock. So do we have our hot dog counter yet?
I just checked in the last break. We're still at two now. I think we bullied people into not taking hot dogs.
Right, how do we kill the hot dog stock? I thought we would level it up.
No, talking about it on the air, and now it's been out there for 9 hours, I feel like it's bullied people into not wanting the hot dogs anymore.
I think it was your hot dog judgment. I was hot dog.
I got a lot of hot dog judgment.
I'm just telling you right now, live your best hot dog
admittedly,
life.
Admittedly, there's a lot of hot dog judgment if you leave a hot dog that's been left out in the open for 9 hours.
And so because I'm hot dog Switzerland and your hot dog problematic country that I'm not even going to name.
Just name that country.
I feel like it weighed people into thinking maybe we both had hot dog judgment.
Upset half of our sister cities that Cleveland has. We might as well just keep going.
I mean, Cape Town was asking for it. All right. Somebody has to say it. All right. And this guy's got the hot dog to do it. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid Grand Touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no, no, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor. Like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad. On any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.